This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado public health officials confirmed on Tuesday a new case of measles. CPR's John Daly.
This time it's in an out-of-state resident. The state health department released a pair of potential exposure locations from earlier this month in Gunnison and Almont. Measles is highly contagious. It can lead to serious health problems, but it is preventable by the MMR vaccine. Symptoms include fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and a notable rash that generally starts a few days later on the face and spreads. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Local officials sent a letter this week urging Colorado's congressional delegation to protect the state's public lands. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
Officials from Ridgeway to Denver are protesting cuts to the National Park Service, forestry programs, and climate research in the Republican Budget Reconciliation Law, also known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The letter also takes issue with new provisions to increase fossil fuel leases and timber sales on public lands, while cutting support for solar and wind projects. The letter urged Colorado's delegation to oppose such funding cuts and to protect public lands and consult with local leaders in the case of future policy changes. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
A music festival celebrating identity and culture is underway in Denver. The 29th annual Chicano Music Festival runs through Sunday. Tony Garcia is with Su Teatro Cultural and Performing Arts Center, which hosts the festival. The event includes inducting three Colorado musicians and a band into the Chicano Music Hall of Fame.
They get the community recognizing what they've done to really sacrifice to contribute to making our community stronger. We know how music heals. We know how music expresses the pain that we suffer.
The festival features a jam session Friday night and a celebration of mariachi music Sunday afternoon. This is CPR News, NKRCC.